You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You're listening to Dads with Swag, where your coach Sean has the tools to help you navigate some of life's ups and downs.
Let's do it.
Whether you're trying to balance work and life, going through a difficult time in marriage, or trying to manifest that perfect mate, Sean can get you from where you are to where you want to be. Loving husband and dad of two amazing girls, your coach Sean can help you turn your dreams into goals and make them a reality. No more faking change, it's time to start making change with the swaggiest dad of them all, your coach, Sean.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another great week of Dads with Swag. You can check us out on dadswithswag.com. Check me out on social media at Your Coach Sean. You can even email me, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. And subscribe on iTunes. We need them subscribers. I don't even know how many subscribers we have. We could have like 12, maybe two. I don't know, but I know I'm down for one. My brother's probably down for one, so there's my two. Maybe I. Oh, Wendy said she subscribed. Yeah, I got three. Whoop, whoop. I got to go on there. I'm not good, like, tech savvy type person. So I need to, like, go to iTunes and see how many subscribers I have. I know that when I made it past 500 Instagram followers, so I hire Christina. She's an amazing social media person. If you guys, anybody out there is looking for a social media person, hit me up and I'll give you the contact information to the girl that does my stuff. She's awesome, man. She's amazing. But she had this like system, right? Because she's like a social media expert. She had this system and she's like, we got to get, you know, because I'm like, why are we following all these wackadoos? Like, I'm tired of looking at like buff bros and all this like prep food Sunday and hashtag fit fam and all this stuff, like making me feel self-conscious about myself because I ain't taken my ass to the gym in like 3 years, right? So I'm like, why are we following these people? I'm not too happy, right? And then old girl is like, honey, how come you're following like all these half naked girls on your Instagram? Like, should I know something about this? I'm like, I don't know, baby. I'm like, Christina followed all these people. That ain't even my type of woman. You know what I'm saying? I like them thicker than peanut butter in the freezer. I'm like, this ain't my type of yoked out somebody who can body slam me. And Christina said, as soon as I get to 500 followers, then I can unfollow all these people. I was like at 501, straight unfollowing people left and right. It was crazy. I spent like 3 hours. I still have a whole bunch of people to unfollow. But so she's good, man. She's really good at what she does. I think when I started, before she took over my Instagram, I had like 12 followers. So she's really good. If you're looking for something, hit me up. I'll be sure to pass on her information. So this week, man, family, faith, and giving, you know, is some of the most important things in life right there. And especially as a man, you know, it's our job as a man to captain the ship, to lead the pack. I know there's some dudes out there that are like stay-at-home dads and mama's bringing home all the bacon. And I know there's some dudes out there that, you know, maybe both parents are working, but the mom makes more money or things like that. You can't let that stuff... That doesn't define who leads the ship, right? Who brings home the bacon doesn't define who drives the boat, who leads the pack, right? And it kind of comes down from like evolution, like years and years, like wolves and cavemen and like all that stuff. It's like the male leads the pack. And as a man, it's our job and our responsibility to determine how we're going to lead our family, you know? And are we going to choose to lead our family with a faith-based relationship, you know? Knowing about God, whatever your God is, you know? My homie's Jesus, but your homie might be somebody else. And that's not like my place to define what religion you're going to be. But are you going to belong to a religion? You're going to believe in something? You're going to teach your kids that there's something way bigger than them? Something way bigger than them. And you're going to encourage them to learn for themselves and encourage them to like dive deep. You know, that I do. Our family goes to church on Sundays, but you can't just leave church on Sundays, right? So we pray at dinner, we pray at meals, We're not too good at praying with breakfast because my house in the morning, oh my goodness, it's bananas. There might be some yelling going on. It's like, grab a granola bar, get in the car. So we don't necessarily pray at breakfast, and that's probably when we should pray the most. But we don't, and you know what? We pray at dinner. And our family, if you're out there, you're a listener, and you got something going on in your family right now, and you need somebody to pray for you, hit me up on social media, at Your Coach Sean. We will pray. My family will pray for you at our dinner table, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. This is bananas, okay? Our family dinner table is batting 1,000 right now with our prayers. We've been praying for this woman, Miriam, had some cancer going on in her life. Prayed for probably like 6 months, right? And she was still going through the cancer. Boom, cancer's gone. Right? We had Kathy, who was also had some cancer going on, right? For family, friends, these people. Cancer's gone. Had another grandma was in the hospital. Prayed on. Boom, grandma's out the hospital. I had a buddy, his mom was in hospice, right? About to go. He's like, man, can you guys really hook me up, pray, do some praying? And we take that seriously. You know, people will be putting out these, like, you know, social media messages, like, pray for my family, please. And we take that to heart. We're like, all right, his mom at a hospice. Crazy, like, just stuff like that. So we take it to heart. Like, we really pray. And when we pray, we do it. And I have a rule, the first person, because sometimes, you know, kids are kids, and I do it too sometimes. We have a rule. The first person to take a bite of their food leads the prayer, right? Because we get excited, right? We're all in a hurry. But what are you doing with your family, right? What are you doing with your family to lead them right, to lead them down the right path? And I'm not telling you, I'm not saying that, like, my family's perfect and we're all good and great just because we go to church and just because we pray, right? It's bigger than that. It's more about setting the tone, because I have a bad day just like people who don't go to church or people that don't pray. But I can let my kids know that, you know, man, dad's having a crappy day today. But I'm going to try to give that to God because I know that he's bigger than me. And I know that he can handle this better than I could handle this. Or, hey, I messed up. And when you mess up, you can give it to God and you can let him handle it. You know, my oldest daughter this week is on a class trip. She's going to play these sports competitions. The company that owns her school owns a bunch of different schools, and they do these things called the games every year. And 6th, 7th, and 8th graders go out to a different campus throughout the world every year, and they play these games. And, you know, shoot, I was nervous, man. I was nervous. It's my baby girl. She's leaving. This is the first time she left the house. And let alone, like, flying by herself without a mom or a dad. Or, you know, it was hardest on my youngest because this was like, they're never apart. You know, I'm divorced, so I'm not with my kids all the time. I'm with them a lot of the time, but not all the time. They're with their mom, you know, a few days a month. And so I kind of get used to not being with them. But now she's, like, in another state without her mom. So, you know. And she was starting to get a little nervous, too, the night before she left, because she had never been away from home before, right? And she never wanted to go to summer camp or anything because she's just not that extroverted of a person. And so she was really nervous. And I went into my bathroom, and I have this diamond cross, this cute little cross that I got back in the day. And I put it on her, and I said, you know, here, you take Daddy's cross, and Jesus will be with you wherever you go. Because I already told her Daddy was in her heart, but she wasn't really buying it. But then once I told her that, hey, God's going to be with you. He's got you. And he will watch over you. And he will keep you safe. And he will protect you. And he'll make sure you don't cry on the plane. And if you get scared, you just hold on to this cross. And I put it on her neck. And it's crazy because immediately she, like, calmed down. She chilled. She's like, oh, you're right, Daddy. Jesus is always with me. And as a parent, that's, like, cool. It's like she gets it. You know, she gets it. She gets that she can fail and it's still going to be cool. She can be scared and it's still going to be cool, because there's something that's bigger than us that's out there that's helping guide us, keep us on point. What are some things that you're doing with your family, man? Like, how are you guiding your ship? How are you guiding your family ship? Are you making sure that you're not just like spoiling them with all this material stuff and not spoiling them with love? Because that has a lot to do with it too. We all want, like, there's probably not a parent out there that's like, man, I wish my kid's life was crappier than my life. We all want better for our kids, right? Like, if we didn't get a new car at 16, we want to work to get our kids a new car at 16. If our parents couldn't afford to send us to college, we want to make sure that we work hard enough to send our kids to college. You know, we always want better for our kids. But how come we don't talk about that with faith? How come we don't talk about that with beliefs? You know, I want my kids to have a stronger relationship with God than what I have, right? Because I got a pretty strong relationship with God. But how come we're not talking about that stuff? Because that's important stuff to talk about. You know, we have to be the leaders of the ship. It's our responsibility. If we're not leading the ship, then it's going to go awry. How are you guys leading your ship? What are you leading your ship to? You can hit me up on social media at Your Coach Sean, at Your Coach Sean on all social media, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. Our first song, all the songs today are my youngest daughter, Ava, her birth year, songs that were big hits. So get ready to crank that with Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy?
You!
Soulja Boy, tell me. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soulja Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back three times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all. Oh. Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now why me you?
Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now why me you?
Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now why me you?
Crank that Soulja
Boy. Now
what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all.
Oh.
Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now why me you?
Crank that song,
now why me?
You
crank that song,
now why
me? You
crank that song,
now why?
Soulja Boy
been
it,
oh.
Why me lean that? Why me rock? Superman that,
oh.
Yeah, why me crank that RoboCop? Super friend, now why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, Soulja Boy, I lean to the left, then crank that thing now.
You.
I'm jocking on you,
I'm jocking on you.
And if we get the fight, then I'm on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some bathing mate.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it,
oh.
Why me crank it, why me roll?
Why me crank that Soulja Boy, that Superman, that all.
Now why me you?
Crank that Soulja
Boy. 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 Now what?
Soulja Boy, I'm in it,
oh.
Why me crank it, why me roll?
Why me crank that Soulja Boy, that Superman, that all.
Now why me you?
Crank that Soulja
Boy. Now why me you?
Crank that song,
now why me?
You
crank that song,
now why me?
You
crank that song,
now why? I'm bouncing on my toes,
oh.
Why me super soaked?
Yeah, oh.
I'ma pass to a rap and he gon' crank it up for sure. Haters wanna be me, Soulja Boy, I'm the man. They be looking at my neck, saying it's doom rubber band, man.
Why me do?
Why we do?
Damn,
leg it to
leg it to.
No, you can't do it like me, though. So don't do it like me, folk. I seen you try to do it like me. Man, that damn was ugly.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all.
Now why me?
Crank that
Soulja
Boy.
Now why me? You
crank that Soulja
Boy.
Now why me? You
crank that Soulja
Boy. Now why me?
You
crank that Soulja
Boy. Now why me? You
crank that Soulja
Boy. Now why?
Soulja Boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all.
Now why me?
Crank that Soulja
Boy. Now why me?
You
crank that song,
now why me you?
Crank that song,
now why me you?
Crank that song,
now why?
I'm too fresh, I'm finny.
Oh.
Why me crank it, why me?
Oh.
Why me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that?
Oh.
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 I'm too fresh, now why me
you?
Why me sharp, why me
you?
Why me crank that Soulja Boy, now Superman?
You.
Superman.
Superman, that all.
Now why me? You
crank that song.
Now why me?
You
crank that song.
Now why me?
You
crank that song.
Now why me?
You
crank that
soldier. Now what? Soldier boy, I finna. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? Then Superman. Oh. Now why me you crank that soldier? 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 Now what?
Now back to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back, Dads with Swag. We're talking all things faith, family, and giving. If you want to chime in on this discussion, you can always find us on social media at Your Coach Sean. Email me any questions, Sean Alfonso, Sean at SeanAlfonso.com. We got a caller. Yeah. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
You are live on the air. Dads with Swag. How are you?
What's up, Sean? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. So, word on the street is you're newly engaged.
I am. Yes, I am.
Great. And your fiance is a man of God.
He is.
And you are a woman of God.
Yes, sir.
Woohoo! Yeah, look at that. Some more swaggy people out there that love Jesus.
For sure.
So let's just get into it. Well, you know what? Actually, Chelsea, why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, just so they can get to know you before we dive in.
Sure. So I'm originally from the East Coast, moved out to Arizona about 5 years ago. I love the desert heat. I have a company here in the Valley. I do digital marketing and with a focus in business development, entrepreneurship, and social media. So I work with companies all over the Valley and helping them get their message kind of spread throughout the nation, throughout the world. Some clients are international as well. So I do that. I have a background in entrepreneurship, also working on launching a company. We're raising capital. So kind of entrepreneurial spirit in general, love innovation, love the Yes Phoenix community. And yeah, just hustling, you know?
Sounds good. We all out here just trying to hustle.
For sure.
So what were some of the challenges you faced trying to find a person who is fun, who knows what's up, but also has like a purpose-driven life and has like a passion for God?
There's plenty of challenges. I'm sure I could probably go on all day about all the hurdles that there were to overcome. I think for me, and this is very personal for me, my biggest challenge was the fact that I'm a busy person. I have, you know, a company that I'm, you know, absolutely in love with. I love my clients. I love my work. Even when I was in college, you know, I was always kind of a go-getter. I worked full-time and went to school full-time. So I was really busy. And what I found was that, you have people who are either like uber dedicated to the dating life. You know, they want to go out all the time, see you all the time, be with you all the time. Or you have to put effort in just to make yourself available. So that was probably hurdle number one. Hurdle number two was, even though I was always plugged into kind of faith-based groups, you know, I went to church on Sunday and I was pretty plugged into the churches I was always involved in. I'd help with different like youth events or youth groups, or I'd help lead camps. That wasn't necessarily, number one, I wasn't there for the dating scene. And number two, that wasn't necessarily, those people weren't always my ideal fit in the dating scene, right? So although I wanted to find somebody who lived a purpose-driven life and had similar faith and belief that I did, I wasn't on the hunt to find that. And I was sometimes too busy to even, you know, go out and seek that. And those people just weren't around. So those are probably the biggest hurdles, you know, and I could go on all day.
Yeah.
About what that looked like, but those were my biggest ones.
That's so true. I was in the same exact spot. Like, I'm plugged into my church and I volunteer and I lead a small group and all that stuff, but I had made a commitment to myself that I'm not going to date anyone from my church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got two small kids and they like church. And if, yep, I date somebody from my church and it doesn't go right, who's leaving? You know,
right.
I'm like, I can't leave church. So I'm, you know, I told myself, I'm like, I want a woman of God, but I'm not going to date anyone at my church. And then I wouldn't go to other churches. So I could never meet a woman of God. It was crazy. And I agree with you, man. It's tough when What you focus on is what you get. And if you're focusing on business, you're going to get more business. If you focus on kids, you know, you're going to have a healthy family. And when you focus on that relationship, it takes time. And, you know, you have to, like, step away from it and say, all right, God's going to handle my business for a minute. I got to go out and be, you know, more proactive in finding myself a partner. What were some of your requirements? I know I had a laundry list of requirements that I had for my soon-to-be second wife. Like, I had a laundry list. Like, God, I prayed about it constantly, and I did a lot of self-reflection and found out, you know, how do I really want somebody to love me, and how do I really want to love somebody to be truthful to myself and to God and not have to, like, have all this fake masks on, right? How am I going to get somebody to love me for me? It was, you know, I had a laundry list of things, like I wanted my person to be this, that, and the other thing. What were some of the things on your list that you, when you was checking things off?
So I had, in thinking back over this now in my life, I realized that I had two lists. I had what I would now call a want list, and I had a need list. I didn't really think of them that way at the time. Like, they were all needs, right? I needed everything. But I can see that now. My want list, which, like I said, back then I thought was essential, I really wanted, I'll say this before I go into this. As a female, I think that sometimes we get caught up on details and minutiae, and sometimes we take things too seriously. And so my first advice to anybody else in my position or dating, looking for that person as a female, is to just slow your roll for a minute. Like, take a step back and realize that, you know, everything doesn't have to be perfect all the time, because it's not going to be. With that being said, I approached dating from that way. So I was always a little bit casual about things. But the first two things that I thought I knew I needed in somebody was I wanted a musician. I wanted, I like music, always was sexy to me. It was always something I was very attracted to, both from a faith standpoint and worship, and just in a, physical human standpoint. It was my getaway. It was my release. I loved to dance, that kind of stuff. So I thought, for sure, like, the guy that I'm looking for, plays music or sings or does something, right? Even producing, I'd be fine with that. A musician was one of them. And the other one was, I wanted him to be in some way, shape, or form involved in ministry, involved in the church. Not necessarily together, right? I didn't want him to, like, lead church music. But I knew church was passionate for me, and I knew that I loved music. The guy that I'm with now is neither one of those. So let's talk about that for a second. My need list, which now I can say is a need list, and I didn't realize it at the time. I also knew that I needed somebody who loved God like I loved God, right? Not just said that they loved God, but truly had a relationship with Him, and that was a part of their decision-making. And I needed someone who respected me, both as a woman, as a business person, as a daughter and member of my family. And I knew that at the end of the day, and this is what I learned in the dating scene, right? At the end of the day, if I had those two things, they loved God like I did, and they respected me and my roles in my life, then the rest of it would work out.
Yeah, definitely. You have some of those non-negotiables that are very important. And it's funny because, I do some coaching on helping people, like, manifest their ideal mate. And that's what it comes down to, like, those needs and those wants. And people always have these wants that are so superficial. And not all of them are really superficial, but a lot of them are, like, just really, like, vanilla, Mm-hmm. And when you start peeling back the layers of the onion and digging deep, then you can really figure out, like, for you, you just wanted a man that loved Jesus. He didn't have to work in the church. He didn't have to, like, be a martyr for Jesus, but he had to have the passion. So then you guys can gel.
Right.
How you made it, and you intentfully went out and took time from work and time from business and time from doing what you do to intently go out and pursue happiness for yourself and pursue a relationship for yourself. You met this man of your dreams. Things are popping. How has it paid off for you to be patient? Because I guarantee, and I don't know because I haven't asked this question before, but I guarantee that there were some frogs before you got to this prince, right?
For sure.
There were some frogs. There were some fake-ass Jesus-loving people. You know, they're like, oh, if you love Jesus, I love Jesus too.
100%.
Yeah. So how did the payoff, how spectacular was that payoff for you to wait? Because I know for me personally, the payoff was more than I can possibly comprehend. Like, I didn't even think that this level of love and amazement that I have with my fiance was possible, right? I didn't think, like, right. God, I didn't think God can bless me, this in super, super imperfect man who's got all these challenges in life, that he would bless me so abundantly, right? But I was patient. I waited because there was a lot of, you know, fake princesses out there that I'm like, eesh, you know, this ain't going to work, God. You're going to have to bring me something a little better than this. And he did. He delivered on it. And now, you know, things are rocking and rolling. How has it paid off for you to be patient and to really wait for that right dude?
I think for me, it's kind of about the lifestyle and the journey of what I have now. Like, that is the payoff for me. And there's two things, you know, I was just thinking over while you're asking that question, that probably are the most rewarding. You know, they're the biggest payoff because I waited. One was the fact that God didn't need to prove himself to me, but he did. Right. And for full disclosure, I actually knew my fiance back when we were in high school living in North Carolina. So we split up after college. I dated. I did that whole scene. And he came back into my life. And I remember thinking after college and going through that dating scene, you know, as a female, we get insecure. And I'm like, nobody's going to love me. Right. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not putting out. I'm not doing all these other things. I live this busy life. People aren't going to come find me. You know, this is going to be a hard road. And God, although I dated some cool people, and I'll say that, and I dated plenty of frogs with plenty of warts, having this amazing man come back into my life was another proof of God saying, Kelsey, I got you. Like you're all worried about how things are going to work out. And if you just keep doing what I've put in front of you, if you just keep hustling, like I've told you to hustle, you keep taking care of our relationship, you keep staying focused on what's number one, the rest is going to come. It's going to come. And when it comes, it's going to be better than you expected. And it totally was. So that was number one, right? The payoff was that God showed himself to me. And I count on that now in my life. Like, when I hit one of those days where I'm just overwhelmed, or, you know, clients are being crazy or things just aren't right, I'm like, you know what? God took care of me before. Like, what am I worried about?
Dude,
you know,
isn't that crazy? Like, it's funny too, because I've talked to so many people where the same thing happened. You know, I was out there looking for my Miss Right, because everybody's Mr. and Mrs. Right are different. I was out there looking for my Miss Right, and I done tripped over her because God threw her right in front of me.
For sure.
Know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't expecting it. It was a moment that I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't looking for it at that time. I wasn't like, you know, I'm like, oh, this will be fun. This will be cool. Yep. She's a rad chick. I'm like, we're going to have some fun together. But he done, you know, he threw it right in front of me. He's like, trip over this broad because she's awesome, you know.
Yep.
And I know that you're busy raising your kids and you're busy doing this and handling that and handling this. And I know you love me and I love you. So I'm going to throw her at you. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. And I was like, whoa, thanks, man. Good looking out, because you know, one day I'm going to be on the radio shouting out your praises about how you throw this amazing woman my way, because I lived a life that was dedicated to you. And I was purposefully looking for this amazing person. That's amazing for me. Like, other people might see my fiance and they're going to be like, wow, what a wackadoo. But to me, it's everything that I need and everything that I want. And everybody's needs are different. So This could be awkward for him, because I don't know if y'all talked about this, but what about the babies? What about the kids? How the family planning? Have you guys talked about that stuff yet?
Yeah, we have, you know, and this is another one of those things where I think being a woman, we come from a different side of the conversation, right? Because for us in society, until we're engaged or even until we're married, it's kind of taboo to talk too much about that stuff, because you don't want to feel like you're pressuring the guy and you don't want him to feel like that's the only thing you want, you know, and that's all it's about and all that kind of stuff. So there's all these like societal preconceived notions that come to it that we always have to deal with. But But I was really grateful for the fact that my fiance's name is Travis, and he and I have always been pretty open with each other. And I think the thing that made it easy to have some of the conversations we've had about kids and marriage and, you know, sex and all that kind of stuff is the fact that we both respect each other. And so we realize that we have our own opinions, but that changes over time. So what we've been good at is having casual conversations about what we know we want and then what we think we want, right? And so when we decided to date again and, you know, really give this thing like a try and probably look at marriage, you know, we were 25 years old. So it's like, what are we doing here? And so after we started dating again, it came up pretty soon. It's like, okay, well, Chelsea, you're hustling and I travel a lot for work, like a lot, like at least once a month. And so that conversation came up pretty soon. Like, do you want kids? When do you want kids? And is traveling still going to be a part of your life? Because that affects, you know, how we raise our children and when we have children and all that stuff. So we've gotten, it's been cool for us because there's times where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do want kids. For a long time, I thought I didn't, but I realized I can't imagine my life at 40 or 50 and not having, you know, a 15 or 20 or 25 year old. You know, I can't imagine what that would look like. So the answer is, yeah, I know I do want kids, but I don't know when. And he's like, I want kids. I want two of them. I want to start having them at this time, you know? So he's a little more certain on that stuff than I am, but we respect the fact that, God has us, you know, focused on some things right now, and that's okay, right? And like in a year, I might be like, you know what? I'm ready. Like, let's go. And I didn't know that right now. And so we try to give each other room to be able to have those conversations, but also not, you know, give each other room for the journey and give each other room to like figure out what that process looks like and figure out what those things look like. And that we talk about like raising our kids and what that looks like too. Like we have a dog. And so sometimes, you know, when he spanks the dog, I'll joke and I'll be like, you better not hit our kids like that, right? Like all she did was lick something off the floor. And so I think it's about making it casual, but also making it comfortable, right? You have to be able to talk about that stuff that's real and that's going to affect your future together.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, that discipline, man, that's a big one, you know, because I think, at least for me, you know, we're a non-violent household. Like, there's no point in, like, smacking a kid because they did something wrong. Like, it's funny, there's an Adam Sandler movie that reminds me of this all the time, where he's like, you know, don't talk back to your sister or don't hit your sister. And then he hits the kid. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, like we just told the kid not to hit the sibling, but yet you just smacked the kid. Like what? That you're sending like mixed signals here, Pops.
Right.
But it's important to get that stuff off the table. Like, cause I know that I have some friends, they went to, you know, they were both Christ followers and they went to two different churches. And each of them, their church was the church, the bomb-ass church in town. And they got together and they had, you know, they got married and all this stuff. And then they had, after the marriage, they kind of had a hard time going like, well, okay, which church is now going to be our home church?
Right.
You know, is it going to be my church? Is it going to be your? And I'm like, why didn't you guys talk about this before you put a ring on it? Like, that's kind of an important thing. You know, I think that he... They were saving themselves for marriage. So I think that some things were on the brain other than what church are we going to call our home church? I'm like, man, looks like you're going to her church now, homie, because you done rushed the gun. That's great, though. I'm glad to hear. I'm glad you called in, Chelsea. This is awesome. I'm glad to hear that there's people out there that can express to my audience that with some purposeful prayer and with some commitment and a whole bunch of trust and faith that person you're looking for, that person that God has already molded in your likeness is there. He's out there. And it's not a matter of having to go to all these different clubs or sacrificing your integrity to go to find that person. Cause sometimes he'll just throw them in front of us and we're going to trip right over him.
I think at the end of the day, what I realized is that, and it sounds like it was similar to your story with your fiance, you know, like I just knew in my life, I needed to continue to attract people around me that I wanted to surround myself with, right? Like what I expected out of people, I needed to to begin to attract that and surround myself with people like that, which isn't about a relationship sexually, right? That's just about my friend circle, my business circle, who do I want around me? And when you do that all the time, when you're continually trying to connect with people because of people's worth and people's value, whoever that person is, they're gonna be there, right? And you know, whether you're out at dinner or whatever it is, if you're continually putting yourself around people who are the type of people you want around you, you're going to stumble upon that person, and it's going to be better than what you expected.
For sure. For sure. That's great advice. Well, Chels, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely.
I know my listeners definitely appreciated it. And why don't you throw out some of your social media information or your business contacts in case any of my listeners out there are in the need for someone in the marketing business? You never know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, my name's Chelsea Deiser. You can find me, you know, all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Hey, wherever you want. I am on most everything. See, I'm forgiven. See, I am forgiven. And if you want to look up my business, we're under Deigert Consultment, Consultment, M-E-N-T. So find me. I'd love to connect, whether you're interested in business or just want to let me know what you thought of the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too, Sean. Talk to you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Got a caller. That was deep, man. Anybody out there want to like share some of their thoughts on family, faith, giving? Hit us up. Social media at Your Coach Sean. You could email me, SeanSeanAlfonso.com, DadsWithSwag.com. The next song, Party Like a Rockstar, Shot Boy.
Party like a rock star.
Now back to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dads with Swag, dadswithswag.com. You guys ever want to chime in to an episode, or if you got any tips on what we should talk about next week, hit us up at Your Coach Sean. You can always email me, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. I got an email question. Man, today is like the bomb day. We got a caller and an email question. What? This is awesome. All right, I'm going to read this because I can't do two things at once, so I'm just going to read it straight up word for word. Maybe you can answer this question. I never thought I missed having a higher power in my life because I had stopped going to church after I was in high school. Then I met a man who is very religious, and it almost surprised me how much and how fast I fell in love with him. He helped me bring God back into my life, and I don't know where I would be without him or God. I see a lot of my friends or even family struggling with not having God in their life and not being able to believe life will happen when it's supposed to. How can I not seem like a Bible thumper and preach that church is a life-changing place and get them to believe that if they bring God and church into their life, they can be happier? Holy guacamole, that's a great question. Man, first of all, the challenge, I have the same challenge, man. How do I go out there and let them know that Jesus is my jam without sounding like a Bible thumper, right? Without being like all holier than thou, like straight holy roller. And this is what I found that works best for me, right? Is just lead by example. And when people say, yo, Sean, man, how did you handle that situation like that? I'll be like, because of God. Straight up. Give him all the glory, all the credit. You know, and when people ask you, you know, hey, how is your relationship seem so strong? And how do you seem so not stressed? And be like, yo, because I started going back to church. I got a little G-O-D up in me. You know, this is what's changed my life. And then let them know, hey, if you ever want to come with me, holler, right? Don't throw it down their throat. Don't be like, yo, why didn't you come to church? You need to get to church. You need to go to church. Hey, I just started going to church. Now you need to start to go to church. Nah, you can't do that because people are going to be like, oh my gosh, she got some Jesus in her and now she's straight crazy. But if you lead by example, right, people are going to wonder. They're going to wonder what's different about you now than was about you in the past, right? Are you out there on South Beach getting all, you know, Miami style with it, partying all the time? You know, you're out there getting jiggy with it out in Vegas, getting all hyphy. Or are you like doing things that are more in line with a purpose-driven life? Now, I'm not saying you can't go to Miami. You can't go to Vegas. You can go to those places and you can do those things. But the big difference is, do you stay out till 1 a.m. or you stay out till 4 a.m? You know what I'm saying? Do you stay out and you trying to look for a new piece of ass everywhere you go? Or are you going out to like a nice show and enjoying it and bringing some laughter and fun and entertainment into your life? It's all about the purpose, right? And once your friends are like, oh man, how come you're not like trying to scope out a new husband? Or how come, you know, you're doing this or you're doing that? Then you can just be like, straight up, it's because I started going back to church. If you want some of this happiness, it could be found here, right? Because it's the same thing. What, you know, back to my Instagram followers. I follow a lot of people that sell these like diet wraps. I don't know what they do, but you wrap them around your body and you're supposed to be on a diet. I don't get it. But anyways, what if you was on one of those, right? And your friends are like, oh my gosh, girl, how can you look so good? What did you do? Right? You're going to be like, yo, I checked out this wrap and it worked hella good. You should do it. You could do the same thing with God. The same thing with church. Yo, girl, I checked this out. This is what I did. And this is why I'm acting the way I'm acting now. This is why I'm happier than I've ever been. That was a great question. Thank you so much for hitting us up with that. Giving. So that's the next thing we got. We kind of got off topic a little bit. We stayed on topic, but I take like really good notes on my shows. And we got thrown off a bit. But that's cool. I like it. But check it out. We got to hit the giving part, right? Because that's important. Because you're leading your ship. You're the man of the house. You're the captain of the family. How do you teach your family to give back? Because that's important. You have to give back. No matter how little you think you might have, you got way more than a lot of people. And how do you give back? One of the things that we do in our family, and I love it, it warms my heart. It makes me, you know, it makes the kids happy. It makes Megan happy. You know, it's just, I like it a lot. And on top of our tithing, like, you know, we tithe the church and all that, but this is on top of that. This is what we do. This is a game we play. We go out to dinner, right? Because we don't go out that much. We like to try to have these family home-cooked meals. And plus, my girls got so much damn homework that we can't be going out to dinner. But we go out to dinner every once in a while. And sometimes when we go out to dinner, we like to play this game, right? Well, we'll look around the restaurant and we'll try to find a family or some kid. Like, we've done it a couple times for people that was out on prom. And we'll try to find these people. And we'll just let God, like, point the people out to us. And we'll be like, them. Those are the people right there. And then we buy them dinner anonymously, right? And we tell the waiter or the waitress, we're like, hey, you can't tell them it was us. All right? That's part of the trick. You just got to say it was anonymous, right? And we make sure we tip the person a little bit extra to make sure that they stay on point. And then we just continue to eat our meal, eat our food, and then we watch the reaction, right? And we watch these people get blessed right there and how excited they are and how emotional they get. Like we were at a restaurant. Oh, man, I can't remember the name of it. It's out here in Arizona. You ever come out here or if you live here locally, it's this restaurant. It's got this, like, big slide you can slide down, and they serve, like, cotton candy for dessert. It's a cool, like, Arizona-type restaurant, right? It's like what you would think, like, an Arizona restaurant would be. I think there's, like, a big bull out in the parking lot, like a live bull, not a fake one. Like, this is Arizona, remember, peeps? So, but I can't remember the name of it, but it was this whole group of people, right? And they were there in prom, and we were sitting, like, a couple tables over, and we bought the whole prom table. There was, like, I don't know, 15 kids. We bought them all dinner, right? And one of the kids, we noticed he had his arm in a sling, but we didn't think much of it. The kid starts crying. The night before, he had got hit by a car, broke his arm. And his parents were kind of stressing about money because all these medical bills that are coming down the way. And he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it to prom or not. And he was just down on the world. Like, this is his senior prom, man, and his